Max, what was your first exposure to DC characters just in your life?
In my life, so I was a 90s kid, so I was definitely into Batman the Animated Series as well as Lois and Clark. So those were my two big DC properties when I was a kid. I lived in such a small town that we didn't even have a comic book shop. It was about 5,000 people, so there was nowhere to get actual comics, so I didn't get into the comics until I was a teenager. But as a kid, definitely the Batman Animated Series was absolutely huge for me, and then Lois and Clark a little later.
Yeah, the animated series is great. I was just watching it actually on Amazon. They have it on Amazon Instant, all 4 seasons, and it's like,
oh yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's like going down a rabbit hole.
Really, really groundbreaking stuff, and the art style is so cool. The art deco stuff is really amazing.
Yeah, especially watching it now with like an adult mind, you're like, wow, they were really putting some stuff in here.
True, they got into some deep space with those episodes.
Yeah. And when were you first approached about DC superhero girls?
They first got in contact with me, it was the summer of 2014, so it was one of those very Hollywood things where when I was working at Disney, someone had read my script there, and then they were working at Warner Brothers, and they passed that script on to someone else, and that got passed on to someone else, and it eventually got to DC, and they were looking for a writer for this new project that they were doing that was targeted a little more towards a female audience, and they came to me, and it was a strange interview because they were so secretive about what the actual project was, so they wouldn't tell me anything about it, except that it was DC somehow. Yeah. So I did figure that I thought maybe it was a Wonder Woman thing, because I knew the Wonder Woman movie was going to be coming out. Yeah. But then when I finally learned what it actually was, I thought it was so awesome to be able to write for all these great DC characters that I really love. So I was very excited to be part of the team.
Yeah, and the special does have a lot of characters. Was it tough balancing all those characters into, like, one story?
Yeah, we have a huge cast of characters. Right now in our writer's Bible, I think we have something like 50 different characters listed. So we have really gone deep into the DC universe, and all of our characters that we feature are existing comic book characters. So we haven't created any new characters or new heroes to write stories around. So these are all heroes that have been part of the DC universe. So it has been, I thought I knew something about DC, and then when I started to get into it, I realized that 80 years of comic book history is a whole lot of comic books.
Yeah. So
there is just so much there and so many characters that we've found that are like little gems that we've been able to discover and pull out, as well as working with, you know, the most famous of the characters like Wonder Woman and Batgirl and Supergirl, who are, you know, such a huge part of pop culture already.
Yeah, and growing up a DC fan, what was it like being able to sort of add your little mark on the DC universe?
You know, it's really fun to get into that world, into a, you know, the superhero place. And DC with Wonder Woman, you know, 75 years ago, they broke ground having this female superhero. So Wonder Woman is such a huge part of, I think, any girl's idea of what a superhero is, that I think it's been so fun to be able to play with her and really with all these characters and figure out what would they have been like as teenagers. What is that time in our lives in high school when we kind of all don't know who we are and we're figuring everything out, and to be able to take these characters that we know traditionally as, you know, so confident and strong and great, and they still have those characteristics, but they are pushing the boundaries of what their powers might be, and they're trying to figure out which way they're going to take those powers.
Yeah, and what I liked about the special too is that even though it has all these characters and they all have different powers and stuff, there's a real balance. Like, every character seems to be, could hold their own, you know? No one is weaker than the other, and there's sort of this encouraging environment where even the characters, like Batgirl, who doesn't have a power, who is super smart, gets her moment to shine. So what's that like, being able to present these characters in that sort of light and present a good model for young girls and kids in general?
Well, our fairy a superpower. So we wouldn't say that that girl doesn't have a superpower. Mm-hmm. We would just say that her superpower is her super brain.
Yeah.
So it's really finding what your superpower is and encouraging girls to go after their whatever their own kind of superpower is, whether it's that smarts or art or whatever, science like Ivy. It's finding the way that you excel, and our characters each have those different, really varied and diverse ways that they excel in this world, and taking full advantage of that.
Yeah. And another thing I found interesting about the special is that even though it's geared towards girls, it's something that boys could easily jump into as well. You know, there's characters like Beast Boy and Flash. And also, like, nowadays I find that, like, kids tend to like things that, you know, traditionally people would say they're not supposed to, you know? I know a lot of, like, little boys that, like, in my family that like My Little Pony and stuff like that. So, you know, it's an interesting time we live in where, you know, boys and girls can like the same things without there really being a problem. And, you know, it's great that we have, you know, stuff like this where it's all inclusive and spotlights all these great characters that the DC Universe has.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to hear you say that, because we're definitely going to be inclusive of anyone who wants to watch the show. Girls may be in the title, but we think boys are going to like it, and we think that great stories are for everyone, whether you're 6 years old or 60 years old. You can all enjoy a story that's told well and is fun and has some good action. I think we really try to put all of that into the Superhero High Special and make it something that parents and kids can enjoy together.